Welcome to Daily Devotion with Ken Gurley. Devotions designed to inspire you on your daily walk with God. Each day we walk through the vital principles of the abundant life. Our Lord can do above and beyond all we ask or think. Here's your host, Ken Gurley.
Rumors. I never cease to be amazed at the rumors that can go around. I sometimes think we could spend our entire lifetimes trying to respond to unfounded rumors. Generally, they're just best ignored and outlived. Yet at least on one occasion in the Bible, God responded to a rumor that was making its way around his people. And I'm so glad he did, because one of the most beautiful sentiments in Scripture is found when God responds to a rumor. In Jeremiah 33, in this chapter, the prophet is speaking and talking to God. And God says, I need to share something with you. Let me read verse 24 from another translation. God asked Jeremiah, have you heard the saying that's making the rounds? The two families God chose, Israel and Judah, he disowned. Have you noticed that my people are treated with contempt, with rumors afoot that there's nothing to them anymore? Well, here's God's response. If my covenant with day and night wasn't in working order, if sky and earth weren't functioning the way I set them going, then but only then you might think I had disowned the descendants of Jacob and of my servant David, and that I wouldn't set up any of David's descendants over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But as it is, I will give them back everything they've lost. The last word is, I will have mercy on them. Yes, God said, I've heard the rumors that I've abandoned my people. I catch their hushed voices, their whispered tones, their mock concern. I hear the news that's going around far and near. Did you hear that Israel's been tossed into the trash heap? That Judah's been abandoned at the junkyard? God said, I've heard the rumors, but they're nothing but rumors. Hello, my name is Ken Gurley, and here on Daily Devotion this week, we're discussing finding hope for troubled times, and I hope this blesses you today. The prophet Jeremiah was ministering to a people that longed for deliverance from captivity. These people wished to see the day when all of God's children would be regathered in Canaan's land. They wanted to see that moment when they could worship God in the city of David with the united families of the people of God. Captivity, though, brought discouragement. Israel, as is common to the discouraged, examined every word, every gesture, every act of God and others through the lens of their discouragement. The jaundiced eye of the discouraged interprets everything to be a slight, an insult, a mockery. God's people felt so alone, so dejected, so discouraged. Once envied by the world's finest, now she was the subject of many degrading rumors. People spread around that that precious nation of Israel was nothing but trash. It was abandoned by God. God heard those rumors, and he wanted his people to know the rumors aren't true. Maybe you feel abandoned. Maybe you feel deserted. There's an island that goes unvisited in New York City. People go to see Manhattan, Staten Island, Long Island, Roosevelt Island, Ellis Island, City Island, Coney Island. But there's an island that has always intrigued me that no one visits. It's Heart Island. It's found just off the coast of Long Island. Nobody lives there, but it's home to a million graves, a potter's field, a place for the homeless, the penniless. One writer said it's a wasteland for the forgotten dead. As if these lives didn't matter, as if these people are all but forgotten. But there's a monument in the middle of Heart Island that defies that rumor. It's a large white cross upon which these words are engraved. He calleth his own by name. As if the Lord says, if you ever feel forgotten, insignificant, that you and your life don't matter, God says, that's just a rumor. Don't listen to what's going around. You matter to me. When I read of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, it tells me that God's love began before time, that love is found in his grace, not in our perceived worthiness. As Paul said in Romans 5, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm not sure where all these rumors started. Well, maybe I am sure. Certainly, we see the rumors of God's abandonment from the forked tongue of the serpent in the garden, insinuating that God doesn't really care about his creation, that God was somehow holding back on Adam and Eve. God was trying to keep them from becoming like him. That lie has perpetuated down through the ages, the feeling that God's interests are not best, that there's something better, that we're deprived. It's rare God responds to rumors, but here in Jeremiah, he does. He said, "You've heard the rumors going around that I've abandoned my people. But as long as day and night are in working order, as long as sky and earth are functioning as I intended, only when those shut down and dysfunction, could you believe the rumor that I have disowned you." God is wishing great things for his people. His love is steadfast. His mercy is great. His compassion everlasting. This loving, merciful, and compassionate God has great goals for his people. In the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi, we read of the prophesied Son of Righteousness that will rise with healing in his wings. On cloudy mornings, a rising sun does appear to have wings. Its slanted shafts of light juts through the clouds at angles, forming wings from the sun. The day star arose. Jesus once whispered to Israel, "I would gather you beneath my wings." Each rising sun is a tangible witness that God thinks great things for his people. The 139th Psalm says, "How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they're more in number than the sand. When I wake, I'm still with you." Fulfillment in life comes when a person thinks God's thoughts, not Satan's thoughts. Happiness isn't found by stewing over one's worries. Contentment isn't found by listening to the enemy's lies. Peace can't be found by ruminating over the whispered thoughts of others. But gather up the assured promises of God. Look deep into his word. Hide, store, and treasure these words. Tuck them away into every darkened corner of our hearts and minds. The 40th Psalm, "Blessed is the man who makes the Lord his trust, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false God." Many, O Lord my God, are the wonders you've done, the things you plan for us no one can recount to you. Were I to speak and tell of them, they would be too many to declare. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, what God has prepared for those who love him. God has beautiful things in store for his people. Here in this life, God provides so many tokens of his love. He gives two proofs, the covenant between day and night, and the foundations or firmament of the heavens. It was in the covenant with Noah in Genesis 8, he promised that while the earth remains, there will be seed time and harvest, there will be cold, there will be heat, there will be summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. God seems to say, "Do you want to know if I love you? Look at the sunrise. If the sun ever stops shining, if it ever stops sending its golden light to chase away the night shadows, if the moon ever stopped being the earth's nightlight, then, only then, can you doubt my love?" The second proof lies in the ordinances or the foundations of the heavens. To the Jew, this meant the months of the years and the seasons. God is seeming to say, "Do you want to know if I love you? Do you want to know if the rumor is a lie that I've abandoned you? Then look at the season. If the sun forgets to shine, if the blossom forgets to bloom, if autumn isn't followed by the winter and winter's heels aren't chased by spring, then and only then could you doubt my love for you." It was just before the pandemic, a study was released. It touched my heart. 2,000 millennials were surveyed. This is the generation born from 1981 to 1996. This is a generation that's had a lot of trash thrown at it, a generation that has become a scapegoat for many issues in our society. 2,000 millennials were surveyed. The result? 8 in 10, 80% feel they're not good enough in nearly every area of their lives, that they just fail to meet anyone's expectations, including their own. Yet this is also the generation that has fallen away from God. Could it be the farther we get from God, the more we believe the enemy's lies? I think so. The psalmist said God satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. His love is so faithful. The Lord says he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He's with us. We're never forgotten, never alone. Everyone might say, it's over for you. The rumors may be flying. You may have even bought into the lies yourself. But our text in Jeremiah disagrees. He says, I will have mercy on them. Love insists on having the final word. The wicked may rejoice for a while. The righteous are seemingly cast off for a time. Those who play by the rules, fight fair, color within the lines, don't succeed for a while. But hang on, the sun is about to rise. This season is going to change, for love always has the last word. The Jews worried that there was no descendant of David to be crowned king. Judah's last king had died childless. They wondered about the fulfillment of God's promise of an everlasting kingdom. What they couldn't see was an uncrowned king waiting in the wings. David's throne would be inhabited by Jesus Christ, David's son and Lord. Love has the last word. For God so loved the world. Mercy is the royal prerogative. I read recently of a woman who tried to kill Queen Elizabeth I. The woman was a servant in the palace. She hid in the queen's bedchambers with a knife, waiting to assassinate the queen. Prior to the queen retiring that evening, the guards found and captured the young lady. When she was brought to the queen, the woman threw herself down before the monarch and began to beg for mercy. The queen said, I pardon you out of my grace. Remarkably, the woman was not only pardoned, but she continued to work as a servant in the palace. And from that moment forward, she became the queen's most faithful and devoted servant. Why? Love always has the last word. Everything else fails. Games, power plays, politics, manipulative ploys, they all fail. But love never fails. Love has the final word. A rumor. There's been a rumor going around, God said to Jeremiah. Have you heard it? Saying that I've abandoned my people, that I have thrown them off. A rumor at its core is a false prophecy. And there are many false prophets in the land these days, and they've given false prophecies over your lives, that you're worthless, you're out to pasture, you've gone to seed, you've seen your better days, you're broken and useless to everyone. But they're false prophets, every one of them, and they give rumors one and all. We serve a scrapyard savior, a junkyard Jesus. He's at home with supposed relics and wrecks and has-beens. He loves making up-and-comers out of down-and-outers. We have a more sure word of prophecy. Oh, how he loves you and me. So today, don't believe the rumors. Believe the truth. That God loves you with a steadfast love. He has a plan for your life that is far beyond your imagination. Open up your heart and let the love of God shine in.
Thank you for sharing in daily devotion with Ken Gurley. We pray this ministry has been a source of encouragement and strength to you. Please be mindful that your financial support enables us to meet with you each day. To give a donation or connect with us, visit our website at kengurley.com. There you will also find the latest books, podcasts, and resources. Blessed 90 Days to Change Your World is Pastor Gurley's latest book. You can get your copy of this life-changing book at kengurley.com. May God's favor rest on you in every way until we meet again.